Three down.
Six at least to go here in El Rosa, as it'll be the 4-5-6 hitters up for the Martins. Starts with Brady Goble, who gets his second kick at the can against the Big Lux righty, Reed Funnenstein. 1-0 the score in favor of St. Martin here on your Saturday night as a state qualifying baseball game here in Region 15C. This region will send four teams to state, the first of which to punch the ticket to the big dance will be decided in the next couple hours, as the first offering to Goble, missing low for a ball. It'll be Brady, Tanner Arsenal, and Nolan Reeder due up for the Martins here in the fourth inning.
Avon winning earlier today. The Lakers with a 3-2 victory.
It's a good team.
Yeah, it is.
1-0 pitch, missing low as well. Now 2-0, a couple bounced balls right there from Funnenstein. Moving our count to 2-0. Are they way behind in that region?
Nisswa and Randall were supposed to play at 3:30. I haven't got a score on that game.
2-0 pitch spanked into left field by Brady Goble. Sits on that 2-0 offering from Funnenstein and crunches it into left in front of Brady Kenning. Second Martin hit. Bring Tanner Arsenal to the plate as they get the leader on here. Last time they did that, they got him on, they got him over, and they got him in, Randy.
Yes, they did.
And it was this guy who did it, Tanner Arsenal. Scored the only run of our evening game thus far. Funnenstein looks in to Beckman for the sign. Arsenal squares, puts a bunt up the first baseline, foul. Tried pushing it this direction, did Tanner. Pushed it foul.
Scoreboard, Kirby, in Region 8C. Earlier today, the Piers Lakers beat Freeport 6-3. The Avon Lakers over Buckman 3-2. In Region 11C, it was Sartell, the Muskies, over Pearl Lake, 10-2. Monticello beat the Rockies last night, 11-3.
One strike pitch on the corner for a strike to Arsenal. He pulled back on the bunt, but Ricky Hendrickson said it was in there for a strike. And Tanman in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count to the second baseman for St. Martin. Leadoff man Brady Goble. He's at first base. Funnenstein set the two-strike pitch to Arsenal. That's missing way high for a ball. Moving our count to 1-2. Carl Leeser still flashing signs over at third base. Martin's looking to add on here. They got their one in the second inning. All we've seen for scoring thus far through the first three plus. Arsenal calling time at home plate. 1-2 the count. Funnenstein looking for that ground ball right here at somebody, Randy.
Yeah, he is.
Like Ben Schrader just got to end the bottom of the third. As the 1-2 pitch that is in there, strike three. Tanner's out on strikes as he throws his head back. He didn't like that call one bit. It's out number one. And for Funnenstein, his fourth strikeout.
Home plate umpire calling letters on Tanner on that pitch.
Bring Nolan Reeder to the plate. Reeder, a sacrifice bunt his first time up. Reeder's having a tough time with that. His location or where he puts his foot in front of the pitching rubber. He's manicured that mound a few times now as a pickoff attempt and back safely is Brady Goble. Reed not aware that Brady's probably not going anywhere. Keeping him close.
Keeping him close. Keeping him honest. Yep.
As that pitch cut on and missed by Reeder. Now, Gumby, you got to make these guys pick up these beer cans, right? I mean, what kind of savages just throw beer cans on top of a dugout? Oh, they're playing a game. Gotcha.
A game within a game.
Okay. You can't just watch the game and drink beer anymore and throw trash away like a respectable adult. You got to make a mess. Got it. Good to know. One strike the count as time called at home plate by Nolan Reeder. What is it? Who can get it closest to the lip? Okay. How often does a beer can get on the field? Hey, it's only the fourth inning, Gumby. We got some time yet and some Busch Lights yet. As Funnenstein's one-strike pitch will get past the catcher, Will Beckman. They tried bunting with Arsenal. That didn't work, and now a wild pitch gets Brady Goble to second base, and he's in the scoring position.
That is another gift to St. Martin. Yeah, that's how they got their first run tonight.
Little spiked fastball right there. Those are not fun. It doesn't appear to knock those high heater or those low heaters down, Randy.
No.
So 1-1 the count. And as Funenstein set his 1-1 offering to Reeder, that is off the plate for a ball to move our count to 2-1.
Some other scores in Region 4C over in Spicer. Starbuck beat Wilmer today 11-1. It was Bird Island over Painesville 6-2 in Region 4C.
Frogs, as the 2-1 pitch cut on and missed by Reeder on the off speed. Wasn't ready for that one. Evens it up at 2-2.
A winner go home in Eden Valley tonight. The Cold Spring Rockies taking on Pearl Lake. That game scoreless in the third.
2-2 the count as Funenstein steps off the back of the rubber. Fun time of year. Well, yeah. Keep the scores coming if you find them, Randy. You can interrupt me all you want. I'll just curse your name in my head. As the 2-2 offering cut on and missed. As Reeder's out on strikes, he swings through the Funenstein fastball. Big out number two. Now 5 punch outs for the Big Lux righty.
Yeah, Rito, if he can keep it there, I mean, he's going to get a lot of hitters out.
So 2 dead, and Scott Leeser to the plate. Goble still at second base for the Martins. As the right-hander gets the sign from his catcher, Beckman. His first offering to Leeser, and Scott tries checking his swing. He was clearly sitting fastball, and Reed maybe knew that, Randy, that he was sitting on fastball, so he came with an off-speed pitch.
Yeah, and that pitch, Kirby, is finishing down by the dirt.
So starting as like a dead red heater, and it dives to the dirt.
Just drops.
Good luck, fellas. As that pitch on the corner for a strike, Leeser in a hole at 0-2. Looking for his third strikeout of the inning right here after the leadoff single by Brady Goble. Funenstein set. A look over at Goble at second base. His 0-2 offering cut on and missed, and he does get the old snapper mow him down inning for his fourth, fifth, and sixth strikeout of the evening. For the Martins, no runs, one hit. There were no Lux airs, one runner left on base. 3.5. It is 1-0 in favor of St. Martin over Luxembourg. We're on to the bottom of the fourth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.
All right, Randy, name that tune time. You know this one?
No.
That was One Headlight by the Wallflowers. The second weekend of the state tournament, they will be playing at the state fair that Friday. I have tickets, so if there's a game, you're on your own, fella.
When was that tune released?
1997.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's a 97. Wow.
That's Jake Dillon, son of Minnesota native Bob Dillon. I don't know if you're familiar with
him. Oh, yeah, I know Bob.
With him, yeah.
Grand Rapids, dude.
Grand Rapids. As the first offering to Reed Funenstein from Ben Schrader in there for a strike. It'll be Reed Funenstein, Derek Orth, and Will Beckman due up for the Brewers. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Ben Schrader still working on that shutout right now as Funenstein cracks this one right side, backhanded by Arsenal. His throw on the money to Brady Goble, 4-3. For an easy out number one.
That was a nice backhand by Tanner Arsenal. Absolutely.
Confident
in his glove. Yep.
Flipped it right over. We'll bring Derek Orth to the plate for the Brewers. I'll never forget last year that I mentioned this during Lux's game earlier today when they defeated Lake Henry as Schroeder's first offering, missing outside for a ball. that Derek was my Chasm Coveted Cat player of the game. I think that was the game I did, and you had some garden time, and then I went home.
Sure.
And you did Spring Hill that night. But yep. He was my Coveted Cat player of the game as Orth pops this one up, fouling out of play. And as you well know, Randy, the Brewers love the Coveted Cat.
They do.
It's a big part of their
–
they said it was well – represented at practice. The guys were showing it off. You know, they'd take it off when they were hitting. They didn't want to get it sweaty. And when I went over there and gave it to Derek, the look on his face just kind of a,
yeah.
Like, that's right. Yeah. Maybe some swear words in there, too. It was pretty cool to see. They like your caps, Randy, as Orth swings through a Schrader off-speed pitch, and Derek's in a hole at one and two.
Well, I'll just tell you, JT earlier today said, he's going in a lineup with my, he said, I want a lot more of those.
He throws like that, he's going to get a lot more. They're not going anywhere. 1-2 pitch to Orth. Missing inside. Schrader just nibbling right there. Moves our count to 2-2. 1-0 our score in the bottom of the fourth inning. Region 15C state qualifying game on your Saturday nights in El Rosa. As the 2-2 offering, that's chunked left side. Messer has to hurry, and it rolls up his arm. And Orth will reach on an error on the third baseman, Ryan Messer. He had to be quick with it, Randy, and it rolled up his arm, and the tying run is aboard now.
It took a little bit of an awkward hop, too, on that very last hop up towards Ryan, and that's when it rolled up his arm, Kirby. So, yeah, just that ball started out like, I'm going to get a single here.
So, runner aboard. The batter is the catcher, Will Beckman.
Drilled a single up the middle.
That he did. As the first offering, he swings through the Schrader pitch.
Actually, foul tipped right. Oh,
he foul tipped it?
Right into Zach Moritz's glove.
I have to be corrected. Colin Spooner, sitting around a campfire right now listening to our broadcast, he said One Headlight by the Wallflowers was released in 1996, Randy. So
wow.
My apologies to the Wallflowers as Orth goes with the pitch, the throw down to second base, and Orth is toast as Moritz shoots him. Knaus took a chance, send his veteran third baseman. Got a pretty good jump, but Moritz's arm is no joke.
Not at all. Zach Morris is spot on, and Kyle Leeser curve just kind of stood there and slap that tag on.
So two down. Pitch was a strike, so 0-2 the count right here to Will Beckman. Schrader, the Martin right-hander. He rocks and fires his 0-2 pitch in there. Strike three, out on strikes goes Will Beckman. And other than the air, a clean inning after the throwout. No runs, no hits. There was that Martin error that I'm talking about, but he was caught stealing. Through four. 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the fifth inning. It's Region 15C baseball action on your Saturday nights. He's Randy. I'm Kirby. We're back in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150, Kensington Bank, member FDIC.
Kirby, Pearl Lake has taken a 1-0 lead on the Cold Spring Rockies after three over in Eden Valley tonight. Got a little bit of a text message from Chris Stanley, manager of the Painesville Pirates, saying that they lost 6-3 today. He said we left 11 guys on base and definitely had some opportunities. Those Painesville Pirates, young guys, and they can hit the ball.
Young Buccaneers, they got to go through the WrestleBacks now?
They do. State tournament entrant last year, losing their first round game.
Felt bad for them that game. I think that game should have been potentially halted.
Exactly.
Rain-wise, it got kind of ugly there by the end, and it's like, well, this is a state tournament game, but what do I know? As we're on to the top of the fifth inning, it is the 8-9-1 spot in the Martin order. Messer, Schlungen, and Moritz due up for St. Martin as they're getting another look at Reed Funenstein. Randy, good for you standing right now. I don't want your smartwatch to tell you that you've been sitting too much today.
Yep, I've been tempted a few times to take the smartwatch off.
My wife's grandparents got a smartphone, and they say smartphones don't work for dumb people. I got a bang out of that
one. Yeah, that's funny.
First pitch in there for a strike to Ryan Messer. As the one-strike pitch popped up, should have a play for Lanco over here. Josh has room, calls, and catches for out number one.
That's a great angle. We're probably sitting, 15, 20 feet above Lanco. Watch that ball come down, and yeah.
I want to see a ball launched over the left field fence from up here. Wouldn't that be a nice view?
It would be.
You ever park one here?
Yep.
You have?
Yep. When them trees were a lot smaller.
Well, I heard they were bigger back then. First pitch missing for a ball to Matthew Schlungen. Matthew flew out to the left fielder, Brady Koenig. He sent Koenig almost to the warning track his first at-bat back in the third inning. As the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike evens it up at 1-1. 1-0 our score in favor of St. Martin here on your nightcap. Full day of baseball. As Funenstein set his 1-1 offering to Schlungen. That is missing for a ball. And catcher Will Beckman holding that one there, Randy, because I think that Ricky's given that pitch a strike a few times.
He has. He actually has.
2-1 the count. As Schlungen looking to get on for the top of the Martin order. That pitch burns the corner for a strike to even us up at 2-2. One run, two hits, one error for St. Martin. No runs, two hits, no errors for Luxembourg. Funenstein set his 2-2 just off the corner right there. Reed ready to take his march around the mound as the ball was going to be thrown around the infield, but plate umpire says no. So that fills it up at 3-2. We've got a late-arriving crowd here tonight, Randy, as the 3-2 pitch fouled to the netting. At the start of the game, there wasn't this many people here.
No, and, you know, those games just got over in Meyer Grove just a little while ago, so some folks maybe saw an opportunity to go stop and get a bite to eat somewhere yet, and now going to go take in the nightcap.
3-2 pitch, high ball 4, and it's a walk issued to Matthew Schlungen. That's not what Funenstein wanted to do. Captain Obvious, thanks, Kerb, but with the top of the order coming up, and Zach Moritz, Randy.
Yep, absolutely. Zach Moritz heading to the plate curb, and Zach's 0 for 2 right now, and you'd almost say the way this guy hits the ball, he's due.
So Schlungen aboard at first base. Funenstein still works from the stretch as the first pitch burns the corner for a strike from Reed. Moritz bounced out to Orth in the first and struck out looking in the third. Now Lankel straddling the bag at first base, Randy. So he changes.
That's the way I see a lot of first basemen. They'll straddle it.
This pitch is hit in the air to right field. Coming on is JT Harn. JT has it measured. He'll make the catch for out number 2, and the batter will be Brian Schlungen.
Here
I wonder what his thought process is why he changes his stance from runner to runner.
I don't know. Is it maybe where that guy takes his lead?
So if you took your lead off the back of the bag, maybe he'd stay
behind
the bag. And if he was maybe dead even with the bag, he would straddle it.
Interesting. Maybe talk to Josh after the game and ask him.
First pitch to Brian Schlungen is missing for a ball. Talk baseball after talking baseball for the last 9 hours today. Could you imagine, Randy? 1-0 the count as Funenstein set his paws. 1-0 pitch to Brian. Swung on and missed as off-speed pitch Brian chased, evening it up at 1-1. Lake Henry Laker, longtime catcher John Leeser used to always say, Randy, yeah, the games were fun, but it was the reliving of the games afterward over a couple cold ones was always the rehashing. That's when the real business got down to.
You're so correct in quoting Mr. Leeser on that.
1-1 the count is a pickoff attempt. Schlungen back safely. Funenstein set his 1-1 offering. That is chopped on the ground towards second base. Clark will field. He does not tag out Schlungen, but he flips over to first base to retire Brian Schlungen for out number 3, and that does it for the Martins in the fifth. They score no runs on no hits, There were no Lux airs. One runner left on base. 4.5, halfway home here in El Rosa. It is 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the bottom of the fifth inning, and you'll hear that in a minute and a half right here on KASM.
Columbia Gear and Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on Chasm Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass.
Bottom five, bottom of the Brewer order. Starts with Brady Koenig. He cracked a single his first time up as he steps into the batter's box. His second look at Ben Schroeder, who's been good tonight for St. Martin. First pitch missing high for a ball. It'll be Koenig, Luke Schmidt, and Connor Clark due up for the Brewers. Looking to even this thing up as they trail 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Schroeder's 1-0 pitch, that's hit to second base. Arsenal jumps, puts it away. Stabs that Koenig line drive for out number one.
Tanner Arsenault, tall kid the way it is. He jumped up in the air curb, made a nice catch.
You don't just hide that little kid at second anymore, do you?
No. We got a pinch hitter here or not? Number 18.
That's Luke Schmidt.
It is Luke. Okay.
That's what number he is. Schroeder ready. First offering to Schmidt. That is in there for a strike.
Luke drilled a long fly ball to Brian Schlungen out in left field. Hit it well.
One strike to count as the right-hander Schroeder. One strike pitch. That curls in there nicely with the bender. 0-2 to count. Three up, three down in the first. Two guys on in the second for Lux, and then they hit into a double play in the third with a couple guys on. Ran into some outs thus far. Have Luxembourg here in the nightcap. Two-strike pitch. Gashouse swung right through it right there to Luke Schmidt. He's out on strikes for out number two. It's the third strikeout for Ben Schroeder. So two away, and it is the ninth hitter, Connor Clark, into the batter's box. As Clark was hit by a pitch his first time up. This pitch missing down and away. Full day of baseball tomorrow. Not as full as today, but three's plenty yet. As Schrader's 1-0 pitch, that's popped up. Goble over for a look. Brady has a play and makes the play, putting it away in foul territory to retire Connor Clark. Three up, three down for the Brewers in the fifth as they go quietly. We've played five, 1-0 our score in favor of St. Martin, up 1-0, on to the sixth, coming up in a minute and a half right here on KASM.
Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
To the sixth, it is the meat of the Martin Order. It starts with Kyle Leeser, followed by Brady Goble, Tanner Arsenal. Get their look at Reed Funnenstein right here. Leeser hit by a pitch and flew out to Luke Harn. Soft pop-up to short center, his last time up. As Funnenstein, first offering in there for a strike, did he check? He check a runner there, Randy?
I wonder.
Or if he was just looking to see if Freese was ready to play or something.
Pitching out of the stretch now, so it's like.
Well, he's done that throughout the evening, but I feel like he looked back at second as the one-strike pitch check swing. It'll be a fair ball fielded by Lanco. Funnenstein covers up 3-1 to retire Leeser. And Kyle, forgettable at-bat right there. He's not going to like that one. He's just started his hands a little bit.
Yep.
Check swing got it.
And he was hoping that it would go foul, but the soft infield, Kirby, it just stayed where it was.
Gobbled it up nicely. So quickly one down.
Tomorrow morning on KASM, 11 o'clock, we'll have another state qualifier game, Richmond-El Rosa at 11.
That's at 11. 1:30, we go Watkins-Spring Hill. 4 o'clock, another elimination game, as it'll be
New Munich-Lake Henry.
New Munich-Lake Henry. Some nice matchups. Tomorrow, over in Meyer Grove. Did you ever end up checking the weather?
Are you still? I haven't looked at it since we had a conversation about weather probably after that first game. Yep. Letting it go. And let it go, Kerb.
You'll tell me tomorrow.
Yep. Right? That's right.
One strike, one ball. 1-1 the count here to Brady Goble. Brady barreled up his last time and went down looking his first time. 1-for-2. That pitch just missing outside with the off-speed from Funnenstein. Now 2-1. Good-looking pitch right there, Randy.
Absolutely. Kerb, all I know is the pumpkin's got 6,700s on it today.
6,700s of rain in the pumpkin patch as this pitch chopped foul at third.
Oh, my.
The whole team wanted that one, I guess. A quarter hungry in St. Martin or what? But it was fielded.
I could see injuries coming, concussions, Martin's colliding.
2-2 the count to big Brady Goble. 1-0 our score in favor of St. Martin as the 2-2 pitch is cut on and missed. And man alive, Beckman dove basically to catch that ball, which to me would say probably outside, and Goble still hacks at it. He goes down swinging for out number two.
7 strikeouts for the big man on the mound.
Just the one blemish on his resume tonight. I mean, he has had a couple walks and a hit-by-pitch, but that hit-by-pitch, sack bunt, wild pitch, sack fly, got the run across as Arsenal looks at a ball right here for St. Martin. Funnenstein peering in. Big right-hander. There he did. He looked at second again, Randy, as the 1-0 pitch waved at and missed. Martins must think that on 1-0 he's coming with a heater because they've swung at some no-strike pitches in the dirt thus far. Freed's hiding it well, snapping it nicely. 1-1 pitch, check swing, checked his swing. 2-1 the count. Base umpire Nick Burscheid says he didn't go.
Yeah, Now you only got one team mad at you. If you made that call, you got two teams maybe that are not real happy.
How come? Why would Lux be mad?
Well, maybe that's the reverse end.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
2-1 the count. Funnestein checks the non-existent runner. That pitch missing low for a ball. Now 3-1.
I mean, we hardly saw that from Beckham in the first game, Kirby. I mean, he's had a lot of balls go off his glove tonight.
Would you say that's more of an accuracy thing, that JT was hitting his spots a little more than Reed has?
Right.
3-1 pitch, waved at and missed by Arsenal, fills it up at 3-2. Because Beckman looks like a pretty good catcher.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Three and two the count. Payoff pitch. Low ball 4. Arsenal coax a 2-out walk right here. He's aboard. And that'll bring Nolan Reuter to the plate as a Reuter will step in with 2 away. Randy got a message from Ethan Vogt. He said, I'm farming tonight so I can play baseball tomorrow. And it's like he's here, he said, with you and Neek on the call.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ethan, get your chores done, and you get to play baseball tomorrow. Runner aboard with 2 away. First offering to Reeder. Chopped foul at home plate. Nolan 0 for 2 on the day. A bounce out to Funnestein, as well as a strikeout. So Reed's got him twice. As Funnestein looks in. Lead at first base for Tanner Arsenal. 2 gone here. Martin's looking to keep things moving with 2 outs. Funnestein trying to get his mates back into the dugout, see if they can get the bats going. They will have the top of the order once we get to the bottom of the sixth inning. 1 strike the count on Nolan. As the 1 strike pitch, that's missing down and away, evening it up at 1-1. Martin run, walk, sack bunt, wild pitch, sack fly. Scoring without hitting. As the 1-1 pitch from Reeder, that curls just missing inside. Funnestein's got his arms up looking like, well, where was it?
That turned Reeder away, but that was a big nasty curveball, Kirby.
Funnestein.
I don't know if Reeder's body language maybe fooled the home plate umpire a little bit, but that ball was right there.
2-1 pitch. That's waved at and missed right there. Another ball in the dirt that the Martins hack at. Come up empty. 2-2 the count.
After 4 innings over in Eden Valley, Pearl Lake and the Cold Spring Rockies tied at 1-1.
That's an elimination game, right?
It is.
2-2 the count with 2 away. Arsenal leads from first base. We'll get time called at home plate as Reeder was staring in, looking at Beckman for a while. 2-2 the count. Funnestein set his 2-2 offering. That is in there. Strike 3. Reeder's out on strikes for out number 3. Strikeout number 8 for Reed Funnestein, and that does it for the Martins in the sixth. No runs on no hits. There were no Luxembourg errors and 1 runner left on base. 5.5, 1-0 our score in favor of St. Martin. On to the sixth inning. It'll be the top of the order for the Luxembourg Brewers, and you'll hear it in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Innovative technology, the leader in our community, Albany Mutual Telephone, proudly connecting you to the world for 70 years. As your local hometown service provider, we offer digital TV service with a crystal clear picture, phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds. Thank you for choosing us. We look forward to serving you. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email John. john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Well, welcome you back to El Rosa onto the sixth inning. It'll be the top of the order for Luxembourg, and that starts with Luke Harn. And Randy, the leadoff spot today, 0 for 6 from Luke Harn. So he's looking to get things going here.
Absolutely. That's what Lux is looking for, too. Luke to get him started. He's at the top of the lineup, and obviously he's got it done throughout the season here and looking for that opportunity.
Schroeder's first offering, missing low for a ball. As Ben bouncing one up there, we see some activity in the Martin Penn, Randall. As I bet you can guess who's heating it up.
Even looking up. Is it Scott?
Hey, look at you.
All right.
Wow.
He is the Iron Horse.
Chance to get his team to the state tournament. Why not? As the 1-0 pitch, Harn fouls that one straight back. Left a healthy hack at that one.
Wow. Schroeder so far tonight, Kirby, has struck out three, hit one. Walked one.
One and one the count. Harn, Fruth, Lanko. Top of the Brewer order. 1-1 pitch. That's lifted in the air to left field. Schlung in right on it. Brian will make the catch cap high. And Harn flies out to get things going here in the sixth inning. So one away. Going to bring Ethan Fruth. Two hits each way, Randy. It's just that one run coming across didn't need a hit.
Yeah, we're seeing some good pitching here, some good starting pitching tonight. The guys are making the plays out in the field right now. Some might say, oh, it might be baseball fatigue. They played one game already today, and I don't buy that. No, they're just two good teams going at it here, Kirk.
You can't get up for a state tournament qualifying game.
You got to be ready. Yeah.
One strike after Fruth swings through the first Schroeder offering. Benedict's 0-1 pitch. That's missing outside for a ball. Evening it up at 1-1. Ethan today flew out to right fielder Matthew Schlungen and he walked his second time. He's 0-1 with a walk thus far. He was the first runner out on that Josh Lanko double play back in the third inning. As the 1-1 pitch to Fruth, chopped foul. He's in a hole at 1-2.
I got Moritz.
Went off for the catcher.
Yeah, went off, I think, his shoulder.
Catchers have had a rough day today.
Oh, they have. You're going to see that with good pitches. You're going to get more foul balls.
Tough to square up.
Yep, absolutely.
1-2 the count to Ethan Fruth. Schroeder ready. Is 1-2. Swing and a miss as he's out on strikes for out number two. The fourth strikeout for Ben Schroeder. And two quick ones. That'll bring Josh Lanko to the plate.
Tell you, Ben's got these Luxembourg ballplayers, Kirby, walking back to the dugout and going, I don't know. How am I going to get him?
Be interesting to see the conversation that Carl would have with Ben here as the first offering to Lanko missing for a ball. You put six blanks up against Luxembourg, and then they take you out of the game. I'd have a tough time handing the ball over, especially when they haven't really squared you up since that one inning back in the second.
Yeah.
Schroeder's 1-0 offering. Lanko takes that one down. It goes to 2-0. Big Reed Funnenstein on deck. Funnenstein and Lanko, the beef of the Brewer batting order. As Schroeder ready. Ben's 2-0 pitch popped up foul and out of play. Moving our count to 2-1. Twinks get a triple from diving Jake Cave, scoring Nick Gordon. Minnesota up on Toronto right now. 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. As a 2-1 count to Lanko. Schrader's 2-1 pitch. That's chopped foul at home plate. Moritz popped out from behind the plate, but unable to get it while it was fair. Evening our count up at 2-2. Two down, 1-0 our score in favor of St. Martin. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, each of these teams, their division champion through playoffs. As Lenko calls time, steps out of the box, takes a big old hack, kicks around some dirt. He's back into the box right now. And Schrader ready. Benny gets the sign from Zach Moritz. Right-hander. His deliberate windup rocks and fires. 2-2. That's missing low. We'll fill it up at 3-2. Wonder how, like, you remember me talking about, like, Tony Batista, how his batting stance started like that?
Yeah.
How do you think Schrader started his windup being that deliberately slow? Like, just wanted to make sure everything was precise?
Yeah.
Because you don't really see guys do it like that.
No, no. Just about that pause.
Payoff pitch to Lenko outside for a ball, and it is a walk issued to Josh Lenko. That'll bring Reed Funnenstein to the plate. I believe we're going to get Josh lifted for a pinch runner right here. As it looks like, yeah, coming in, Chris Clark will run for Josh Lenko. He is the tying run. There are two away, Randy.
Reed Funnenstein so far tonight, 0 for 2, curb out of that cleanup spot.
So Funnenstein, big spot right here. He represents the go-ahead run. Has the lead at first for Chris Clark. Funnenstein into that big right-handed batter's box. Schrader set. First offering to Reed on the corner for a strike. Ben getting ahead quickly here. Two gone and that runner at first base. As Clark did like his hat under his helmet. Takes that off and flips it at his first base coach.
Sammy Eiten.
As the one-strike pitch to Funnenstein, missing down and away, evening it up at 1-1. Winner of this one is a state tournament entrant. We'll have a chance at a region championship. You can't win the region unless you go 2-0 this opening weekend this year. A little difference in the bracket as that pitch to Funnenstein on the corner for a strike, 1-2. Next Friday night's winner will be the champion of Region 15C. 1-2 the count. Schrader trying to get out of Dodge here in the sixth inning. Runner at first is Chris Clark. As Schrader set. His pause. His 1-2. That's high for a ball. Climbs the ladder right there, Randy. Maybe see if he's trying to change that eye level. See if old Uncle Charlie comes across right here.
That's a big part of the game, Kirby. You got a guy on finally and two outs, you got your cleanup hitter up, you trail 1-0.
2-2 the count. He doesn't want to fill it up. As the 2-2 offering, that pitch in there, strike three. Funnenstein goes down looking on the strikeout. Ben picks up his fifth punch out of the evening, and that does it for Lux in the sixth. They score no runs on no hits. There were no Martinairs. One runner left on base. We have played six here in El Rosa. It's 1-0 in favor of St. Martin on to the seventh inning, coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
To the seventh, it's the Martins coming with the bottom of the order in the top of the seventh inning. Scott Leeser, Ryan Messer, and Matthew Schlungen, our broadcast brought to you here on your Saturday evening by our Region 15C baseball sponsors, White Clover Farms, IPM Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, Grove Mutual, Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, B&X Excavating, Buyerbilt, Freeport State Bank, Greenwald Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union, Pep's Pork, Painesville Mutual Insurance, as the first offering to Scott Leeser here, missing for a ball. Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber, and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, and El Rosa Grain and Feed, along with Shady Silver Spur, making our region's broadcast possible here in 2022. Go say hi. Show some support and love to those fine businesses. Paying for Randy's budget, his Snickers budget here for regions this year. As a couple time calls and step off the rubbers as another time called right here. Funnenstein getting a little irked as Leeser. Something about those pitchers, Randy, when they're in the batter's box and they know how to kind of mess with a guy. Like, oh, I don't like it when guys do this to me, so I'm going to get in there and I'm going to call time three times because I don't like it. And maybe he won't like it either as this pitch cut on and missed by Leeser. Foul tipped into the glove, actually. Evens it up at 1-1. We're 1-0 our score into the top of the seventh inning. Martin's pushing one across without a hit back in the second. Our difference and only score of our game here. Been low-scoring affairs all day on your Saturday. As this pitch popped up, foul. Lenko over for a look and an awkward dive. That ball drops to the ground, and the count will run to 1-2.
Ball not coming back wet yet. Yep, now Reed's going to say I want a different baseball. I was wondering, all that rain we had, the dew, baseballs are going to start getting wet on that infield.
9:30, yeah. Twins push another one across. Luis Arraez with a base knock. 7-3, good guys. Bottom of the eighth inning.
Pearl Lake takes a 2-1 lead over the Cold Spring Rockies. That's after five.
1-2 pitch from Funnenstein. Cut on and missed as Leeser's out on strikes for out number one here in the seventh. Strikeout number nine for Big Rito.
Brewers got a few strikeouts from their starting pitchers today, haven't they?
14 in the first one, 9 through 6 in the third here in the second one. Luxembourg knifing their way against Lake Henry and St. Martin. But the Martins got the lead right now. The batter will be Ryan Messer, first offering fouled at home plate.
Just look at all those outs, Kirby, that your defense doesn't have to make plays on. But, again, your defense has to be ready just in case.
Alert and attentive.
Yeah.
Don't daydream out there. As the one-strike pitch to Messer waves at that off-speed pitch.
Completely fooled.
Yeah. Beckman with the old glove out to Funnenstein saying, nice, make him look silly again.
I think Ryan had his mind set. He was going to swing at that pitch, Kirby.
Wherever it's coming,
yep.
I'm throwing my hands at it. 0-2 the count. Funnenstein gets the sign from Will Beckman as the 0-2 pitch that's missing down and away. Ooh, Beckman might have wore that on the wrist trying to block that, Randy.
You could hear it hit skin or body up here. Kerb, you got an attendance figure?
I'll go with 199.
I'm going 182.
Ooh, be a close one. You hear those guesses? Okay. Who are you touching? Him again?
Wow.
Me and my big mouth. Wow. What was it?
168.
168. Pretty close to last night.
Yeah.
Last night was 176.
176.
So 8 less than last night. So, Randy, getting fat on me in the candy bar department. as the
Thank you, Randy Schoenberg.
Funnenstein in there. Strike 3. Messer goes down looking. 10th punch out for Funnenstein. And out number 2. Runs, you got a 3-session total?
A 3-session total? I'll do my math here.
Hold okay. On. Well, keep your feet on or your shoes on. I don't want to smell. You were supposed to write that on there? You got two jobs this whole tournament, lineup cards and the attendance. Can't even do one of them.
924.
924. Nice. Good first couple days as a bunt attempt pulled back on, but a strike taken by Matthew Schlungen here. Matty is 0-1 with a walk. As Funnenstein, he's in some sort of groove right now, Randy. He's coming right at these guys. His one-strike pitch, curveball curls in there, and it's 0-2.
Take that back. 904.
904.
904.
So 0 and 2 the count. The righty set. His 0-2. Climbs the ladder. Schlungen lays off. Pitch missing high. Moves it to 1 and 2. Brewers in the seventh will have Orth, Beckman, Kenning, 5-6-7 in their batting order. Funnenstein's hoping it's a one-run game at that point. 1-2 pitch, chops softly towards second, fielded by Clark. His throw in time to retire Matthew Schlungen, 4-3. Funnenstein retires the Martins in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Stretch time here in El Rosa as we're on to the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the bottom of the seventh in a minute right here on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at BeyerBuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, BeyerBuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.